The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, May the 17th. We've got one topic today, and it has been in the news a lot across central Missouri over the past two, three, 4 weeks. We're talking about human trafficking. Nanette Ward is with us. Good to have you here.
Thank you,
Nanette.
Paul,
Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. And you brought along a guest with you, Amanda Cole Grove.
Yes.
Welcome
Hello.
To
Thank
Radio
you.
Friends, Amanda.
Thank you.
Now, I guess the first thing that pops into my head, Nanette, is about two and a half weeks ago, we heard on the news, we saw it in the newspaper, you had a special seminar at the Hampton Inn, trying to inform employees about
the signs of trafficking going
yes.
on in the hotels.
Yes. And you had employees from hotels all across Columbia mm-hmm. attend. What happened?
Well, they had their eyes wide opened after that. They realized that they were seeing the different signs we talked about, but not identifying it as possibly trafficking going on, whether it's a customer paying in cash or an older man with younger girls who are not really dressed for travel, don't look really related, and don't have luggage, or not dressed for the weather, those kinds of things.
So
not
refusing
room service for several days in the room.
All of these employees of hotels in central Missouri have seen these signs.
Any one thing by itself may not be alarming. It might, you know, or be something you just look the other way or just really don't give it much thought. But now that they understand that these are actually signs of possible exploitation of people in their motels. And
When this meeting was over, what did they all come away with saying?
I think they realized that they needed to go back and talk to the rest of the people at their various hotels and motels. And that really across the board, whether it was the housekeeping or the front desk person or the management, that across the board, people working in the restaurant, that everyone needed to be aware that these are signs of trafficking.
So you feel it made an impact?
We do. And, you know, Columbia has, I guess, 35. And that, to me, is a real doable number, that we can be a model city and have, you know, all of our hotels, motels.
We have 35 hotels
yes,
and motels.
Yes, and that we can, that's a doable number to get us all trained.
You know, mm-hmm. we had you on, what was it, about 2 months ago? We did a two-part with a young, you and a young lady who had been a sex slave. It was in sex trafficking. I had so many comments from people who heard those two segments who were in disbelief that this actually happens in central Missouri, let alone Columbia, Missouri.
Right. And so along with that timing of that seminar, there was an arrest of a Columbia man who had...
That was just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, it was the same time who had sex trafficked victims, also adults and underage, both. And had procured motels in Columbia for this criminal activity to go on.
Okay. We have talked about the warning signs. We've talked about what people can do if they suspect that someone is being held against their will. What again, tell me.
We want people to call law enforcement, not to interfere, not to approach or ask questions. I mean, other than just maybe casual conversation to get a sense of the person or the individuals, but really safety is first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they realize, that they have a lot of training how to make sure that they're, you know, they're safe, but to think about other customers being safe, that you don't want that kind of, well, you don't want any crime going on in your facility because it's not safe for the other customers as well.
Right. Now, we've got a map here, and if you will try to paint the picture with words, if you're listening on the radio. But if you'd like to see this map, go to kbia.org, click on, when you get to the website, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can watch the vodcast of this. And this map is put together showing where the a lot of human trafficking is going on. And actually, our area, Boone County, is a pretty red-hot high.
Yes. This map actually shows where the risk of trafficking is highest, so no actual trafficking occurrences may be here. But what this does show in color is where trafficking is most likely to be happening, perhaps where we need to target our training or where citizens may need to be better aware of what's going on around them.
Now, there's a couple of spots in southwest Missouri. Why?
Well, what happens in the sex trafficking risk profile is those businesses that have the most risk of trafficking, such as strip clubs and escort services, those raise the risk. But also things like a lot of hotels, because lots of prostitution happens there, or a lot of truck stops. And you can, if you look online, you can see that Highway 44 runs through some of these very, very high risk areas. And that's because, and so they become high risk because the truck stops and gas stations that dot those areas
And the same thing with Interstate 70.
Exactly.
And 63.
Exactly.
Highway 63 going north.
Exactly.
But then you get into the northeastern corner of our state and it's very low risk.
Yeah, we have fewer hotels there. There are fewer escort services. There are no strip clubs. And so when you get up into those areas, the risk drops.
And the St. Louis, Kansas City area are also high.
Yeah, you have a very large urban population. You generate a lot of demand with that many people. And so then you have a better tolerance for strip clubs and a better tolerance for escort services. And so the numbers start to go up and the risk starts to increase.
And there's a website people can go to for more information?
Actually, it should be up at www.stophumantraffickingmo.com. And Amanda's map. There's different shades of blue showing the level of risk. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that we're saying here about the risk, the demand, we have to just remind ourselves, we talked about the arrests, we talked about the victims. We have to remember that there is a demand in Columbia, just like in other places where trafficking goes on. There are people who are willing to buy others, and that's a form of exploitation as well.
Yeah, you just have to keep your eyes open. And the phone number to call, we're out of time.
We are at 866-590-5959. It's our new toll-free number.
Okay, if you suspect anything at all.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nanette and Amanda.
Thank you.
All right. Tomorrow's summer reading program, Missouri Symphony Society. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Walharn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Moe.